And welcome back to McEachran High School here at Powder Springs, Georgia, where our Vikings lead the Indians 14-10, but neither team has demonstrated a lot of offensive prowess, but nonetheless, our Vikings are on top right now, 14-10. They were driving there as the half was running out, had a fumble, and McEachran able to get the ball downfield, kick a field goal as time expired, and that's the score you have right now, 14-10. Our halftime stats brought to you by Barry Broom Insurance Agency, your Allstate agent in Valdosta. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. And thank you to Coach Dice and his group from Pine Grove Middle School and Lowndes Middle School for these stats. And tonight, McEachran has had 5 first downs in the first half. They are 14 carries for 74 yards. They're 5 of 14 in the air for 77 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. They've run 29 total plays on 151 yards of total offense. They fumbled twice. They've not lost either of those. They've been penalized 2 times for 20 yards, and they've had 3 punts for an average of 31 yards. The Vikings have had 4 first downs. They've had 19 carries for 70 yards. They're 2 of 4 in the air for 33 yards, 1 touchdown, no interceptions, and we've run 23 total plays. Our total offensive output, 103 yards. We fumbled once and dropped that right before half. We've been penalized 5 times for 35 yards. We've punted 3 times for an average of 20.6 yards. Their leading rusher is number 22. That's Chris Nwagara, something like that. 4 carries, 61 yards, and a touchdown. And their leading receiver is number 9. That's Rory Anderson. He's had 2 catches for 52 yards. The Vikings' leading rusher is number 11, Sam Duncan. He's had 4 carries for 28 yards. The leading receiver is Tyler Hunter, 1 catch for 19 yards. Josh Clemens, 1 catch for 19 yards and a touchdown. And that's your first half stats. Thank you to Barry Broom Insurance Agency, your Allstate agent here in Valdosta. Well, Marty, how do you think this first half is going?
Well, it's been a tough first half for both teams. Defenses have played well, but you know, it's been a half of big plays and, unfortunately, penalties. Both teams have made costly errors. We, in the very first drive of the game, get warned for having our pants too high up, not covering the knee. And on a 3rd and 5, they throw the flag and call one of our players for having the knee exposed, and it's a 15-yard penalty, unsportsmanlike conduct. Gives them a big first down, a little momentum, and next thing you know, that the number 22 springs the long touchdown run where he got most of his yards and gets the big play. They go up 7-0. After that, we come back, and we take the lead right after we get a big 15-yard penalty of one of their players doing a little pushing and shoving after the play. And there's a lot of talking going on down there. This game, the first half, got off to a start, kind of reminded me of 2008, us against Grayson. A few calls were questionable early on. A few spots questionable early on, worked both ways. We kind of got a little out of our character, but we were able to settle down, get the lead. And I think the difference this year, Bill, we can throw the ball.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that the touchdown has come from a passing touchdown. When the run has not really supported us, and that's been obvious from the stats in the first half, we've just not been able to roll off those big long runs that we're used to getting. And we've got a couple scores. Marty, go ahead and give us those. What you got?
Steve Sain just gave us some scores. Valdosta's, I think this has been updated because I just got that they're actually 22-0 now late in the second. Tiff County on Shiloh, 16-6. Cook is up on America Sumter, 21-7. Clinch is all over Brantley County, 7-0. Colquitt and TCC tied at 7 apiece. And Coffey, I believe, returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, if I remember correctly, and they're up 7-0 over Locust Grove. I got another score, too. Camden County just took the lead earlier on a touchdown. And
a two-point conversion,
and it's now the end of the first half, and Camden is up on the number 2 team in the country, 29-21.
And that's the first half. My gosh, there is some scoring going on over in Camden County. Have that kind of score, 29-21, just in the first half. The band for our Georgia Bridgemen had a great show, and the McEachran band just got off as well. They've had a young person Looks like they a little bit of heat stroke out there. Kind of collapsed out around the 40-yard line. They're attending to them. But, Marty?
It's very humid out there, Bill. And I know hope that young man or woman is okay. But it is very humid. I'm a little out of breath still, and I'm coming up these bleachers. This is an amazing facility. We talked about it before. It's very nice stadium, and the press box is extremely high. And I'm wore out, but I think our kids, you know, we've had a lot play both ways.
Yeah,
and,
they really have.
I hope that they are in shape, and we're going to see what we're made of here in the second half.
We sure are. Well, you just stay here. You stick with us. We'll have the second half for you every play after this 60-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're back at Powder Springs, Georgia, at McEachern High School, where our Vikings lead 14-10 over the McEachern Indians, and we're getting ready to start this second half. The three-minute clock just started on the warm-up, and Wes has finally come back to join us. He took a little break after his interview with Steve Sains, and it is hot.
I have to give you and Marty some air time.
Well, I mean, it's hot out here. Yeah, everybody needs a break.
And while we were there, one of the McEachern band members, just as soon as they got through play, had collapsed on the field. And didn't know just how serious
really?
It would be, but yeah, you saw it.
We even talked about it.
Oh, did y'all? I can't hear y'all. So
yeah, he seems to be quite all right though.
Yep.
We're gonna get all our equipment turned back on here, and
don't have any updates on any scores.
We already had this.
Do you? What's some updates?
We already did them.
Well, I'd like to see what they were.
Well, then you better talk to Steve Sains.
Folks,
in case you're wondering, you're getting
just
this,
being rude.
I know. You're getting this banner. This is what we do off air. And now, right now, we're doing it on air.
Well, if I could figure out which one of those mics was yours, I'd turn it off.
I know you would.
22-0. Okay.
Guys, we're talking about it being hot and it being muggy. Y'all watch me make sure I make it to the bottom without passing out, okay?
And folks, for those of you that have never been to McEachern High School, we've talked about the facility. It really is beautiful. It concrete stands go all the way up. Our 25 or 30 rows at Martin Stadium put this thing puts us to shame as far as the height. And it really, you will, it'll wear you out trying to come up these steps. Wes always says he stops around row 15, takes a break, talks to people.
Yeah, I visit and see if anybody's got anything to eat. I mean, drink.
Yeah, and here, I stopped about row 20 and just had to catch my breath for a minute. A
couple of my old friends down below. Of course, Adam McDonald came up. He came up yesterday, and his parents live in Newton, so he came up and spent the night with them covering the game. And Dustin Sweetelson, an old friend of mine from doing VSU sports, is doing an internet broadcast down below.
Yeah, he's here in Cobb County now and doing an internet. Yeah, to set that back over there. That's
Steve's.
Yep. All right, the clock now ticking down to 39 seconds. The Vikings will get the ball to start the second half as McEachern won the toss to start the game, and they elected to receive right away. And very good for them. They rattled off an offensive touchdown and went up 7-0 on our Vikings. The Vikings eventually came back, tied it up at 7-7, and then put it up 14-7 and looked to be in control as we were trying to run out the clock there in the half, and we had a center quarterback exchange mistake. Ball got on the ground, and the ball recovered by McEachern. They had about three long pass plays, got themselves in a field goal position, and kicked a 34-yard field goal.
And
go up and to bring the score to 14-10, and that's where we are right now.
Of course, one of the most bizarre penalties you'll see, a dress code penalty. One of our players didn't have his pants below his knees.
And that is a rule.
It is a rule.
There must be some cloth covering the kneecap. But as Marty was telling me here during the half, that a number of the McEachern players also had their cloth above their knee as well, but it was not noticed by the officials.
And just the fact that they're Atlanta area officials doesn't mean anything.
No, I think that this crew probably came out with the mentality that they were going to take control of this game, and that's what they have done. And I don't ever fault a crew for getting out here and say, okay, we're going to immediately take control. Now, there haven't been a lot of penalties since then. We've seen some plays that some calls that maybe we think should have been called. And we've seen some things where we thought a player was down earlier and a fumble, and yet they gave the fumble and the recovery to McEachran. So.
All righty, we're set to kick off, start the third quarter. Back deep, Kenneth Durden, Troy Braswell, and Popeye Stanley on the far side. Nicholas St. Germain to kick off for the Indians. And as a wise man once told me, the most important possessions of any ball game is what you do with your first possession and what your opponent does with their first possession in the third quarter. St. Germain steps into it, high end over end kick, and that ball will sail into the end zone about 9 yards deep. And we'll take over on our 20.
Both of these kickers have controlled this game quite a bit. They're making each team start at their own 20. The punter for McEachran has probably been their Achilles heel to a certain extent. He's not gotten a lot of good punts off. And Jed Solomon, on our part, has been able to change the field quite often when we've had to punt.
Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Dale McBurrow comes in. Braswell, the mailman, at one wing back. Mike Moore, the other. Sam Duncan at tailback. McBurrow is the tight. No, we're going back to a two tight end set, Bill. They're in a five-man front. Now we drop Mike Moore back in the backfield. We give it to Moore around the left side, looking for a blocker. He's got a hole across the 20 to 25. Still on his feet. They grab his jersey from behind. He's, Bill, look at him fumble. Look at him run as Mike Moore gets across the 45 out to the 50-yard line.
What a run by Mike Moore. A 32-yard run and a first down for the Vikings. Now that's the way to start the first play of the third quarter.
First and 10, Vikings at the Indian 48-yard line.
As Mike got through the line, he was getting a lot of he was shedding a lot of blockers. Guys had his jersey, but he was still able to get away.
Duncan at fullback. We've got Braswell to the far side of the field. Moore at wing back on our side. Parker goes under center. There's a snap. Gives it to counter to Moore. Look at him. He's across the 45. They haul him down, Bill, at the 43. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yard carry. Should be second and 5 from there.
Another good carry. Same play that time by Mike Moore. And the fullback that time was James Mathis. He'll check out and Duncan will come in for this play. Duncan was our leading rusher during the first half.
Ball to the far hash mark. Again, Moore, wing back on our side. Braswell, far side. Now Moore drops back beside Duncan in the backfield. The gunslinger looks over the defense. Then gives it to Moore. Three state carries into the line of scrimmage. Fights his way down to the 40-yard line. It should be third and 2 from the 40.
They do mark him down after only a short gain this time.
10:47 to go. Vikings lead 14-10 here at McEachran. The number 2 team in the state, our Vikings, taking on the seventh ranked team in the state at their place. Mathis the bulldozer in the backfield. Moore near side. Braswell far side. Tied into the near side. Five-man front. Braswell in motion. They give it to the
Mathis.
Bulldozer, and he'll get across the 40, Bill, and he's going to be short. He got a yard.
Yeah, he's going to be down at the 40-yard line.
Now
that line's got to really pop a hole for Mathis to get through. And once he gets rolling, that bulldozer, then they can stop him.
Fourth and 2 at the 40. Coach says we'll punt it. They send Chris Davis back. Solomon standing at our 45. Davis standing about the 10. High kick. Davis fair catches it at the 12-yard line.
Good kick by Jed Solomon to get us down, get it that pooch pit kick down inside the 20, a 28-yard punt. Jed's average off tonight, but he's had two really good pooch punts, that one the better of the two.
Hang time, doing what he needs to do.
Quarterback Purnell, number 7, yeah.
Purnell brings the Indians back out on the line, brings the Indians back out on the field. He's got Wilder just to his left. Mawagni at the tailback. They put a man in motion towards the press box. Has split his receivers. They give it to Mawagni. He gets hit in the backfield, gets away from one man, gets back to the line of scrimmage. But we had him behind the 10-yard line, and he just bounced off a Viking defender as he did a 360 to get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second. I said, Bill, they're going to give him. Nope, second and 10.
Tim St. Fort and Josh Clemens come up off the bottom of the pile there for the Vikings. And it'll be second and 10 now for McEachern. Ball at the 13-yard line.
Trip receivers go to the far side. First time we've seen this tonight. Tied into the near side. Cornell still in at quarterback. Five-man front. Counter play to Wilder. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And he went absolutely nowhere. Kenneth Durden in on the tackle. And at the bottom of the pile, getting up, Bill, number 25, Josh Clemens.
Josh Clemens, we talk about him week in and week out. He is an absolute football player.
Third and 9.
Not bad above the rim on the court either, is he?
8.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead it 14-10. Two receivers near side, one far side, tight end to the visitor side of the field. Wilder to the left of Parnell. There's a snap. He rolls left towards us, looking. Gets chased, hit in the backfield. Gets away from one man, and the ball's on the ground.
And they recover again.
Indians will get it back, but they'll get it back at the 8-yard line.
Wow, they have really put the ball on the carpet a couple of times. Vikings just not able to capitalize and get the turnover. But nonetheless, it'll be a loss on the play and bring up fourth down, and the Indians are forced to punt again.
And they're punting from their 9-yard line.
Troy Braswell back deep for the Vikings. He'll stand about the 45-yard line. Our own 45-yard line. They have three fumbles and none of them.
They only have 10 men on the field.
Who does?
And there goes the flag. Delay of game against
McEachern.
The Indians. They only had 10 men on the field. They can't get enough on the field. We have too many.
We didn't have too many today.
Not tonight we had.
We had only one last week, and Coach McPherson the week before that was so angry about that particular call, about not having the right personnel on the field. And when that call was made against Pebblebrook, he was livid.
Their punter, Stanley Smith, standing in the back of the end zone. Braswell standing at their 40. We've got 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. We've got our ears peeled back. There's a punt. Oh, out of the end zone, a real safety. Snapped the ball low. Smith couldn't pick it up. We had our ears pinned back. We were coming after that one, folks. And it's 16-10. And let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football, 99.5, Fix Country.
All right.
Back at Contrell Stadium, a safety as the center snapped the ball out of the end zone. Trying to get it back to their punter. We lead 16-10. St. Germain will kick off from the 20. You can punt it. You can free kick it any way you want to.
Well, their kickoffs have been phenomenal, so that's what they're going to do, is they're going to let their kicker kick.
And Braswell standing back about the 20. We'll get a chance to return one here, Bill.
Yep.
Unless he puts it 80 yards.
And he has got a leg. We'll see.
They still don't have enough men on the field. They get
11th man out there.
For the Indians. Atlanta Crew handled that right, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, Bill.
All right, they put the ball in play.
Waiting on St. Germain. Approaches the ball. Nice end-over-end kick. Braswell takes it at the 15, comes near side to the 20, at the 25. Jukes one man at the 30. They hit him from behind, still on his feet, across the 35. There's a holding flag, a holding penalty at the 40s. He crosses the 40 up to the 42-yard line, but we're going to have holding. Bill back at the 37.
Golly. Troy Braswell did a great job. He came here to the near side. Looked like he was going to maybe run out of bounds with it. Got over almost outside the numbers and then cut back inside.
It would have been a 27-yard return.
Blocking the back.
So they'll go back to the 37-yard line and take us back to the 27. We'll be first and 10 there.
So still a, 12-yard return.
Yep.
And the Vikings will go on offense. Not much offense here in the second half to start from either team. 7:13 left in the third quarter. Our Vikings do lead 16-10, the most recent score after a safety.
First and 10 at the 27-yard line. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball on the near hash mark. It is Mike Moore, wing back our side. Josh Clemens, the wide out on our side. Paul Johnson, wide out on the far side. Braswell, the only back in the backfield. Tied in, Mike Moore to our side, and he's covered up. Now,
timeout.
Vikings, they'll take a 30 as we lead 16-10. We'll be right back after this. Back at Contrell Stadium, Wes James along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. The difference in tonight's ball game, as pointed out by Steve Sains, who's doing our spotting for us, has been the punting game. Josh Clemens goes wide receiver far side. Paul Johnson near side. We move Mike Moore out kind of in the slot. Braswell just off the right hip of the gunslinger, the tight end to the far side. Takes the ball, gives it to Braswell around the left side. He's looking for a hole across the 25, tries to cut back inside. He won't even get back to the line of scrimmage, Bill. The Indians strung that one out, circle the wagons.
I think they're going to give him the line of scrimmage.
Tackling, so it'll be second and 10.
Yeah, that's all they're going to give him is the line of scrimmage. He's stretching the play out, trying to find that outside corner. And McEachern has had great lateral pursuit.
Second and 10. The ball now moves to the far side of the field at the 27. 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, leading 16-10. Again, Clemens goes far side. They're in a four-man front. Mike Moore in motion. Linebacker comes up in the line of scrimmage. Gives
Duncan.
Duncan on the outside. He's across the 35, the 40. Drops his head and runs over three guys as he gets across the 35. They hit him at the 40 and pull him down at the 42. Bill, what they did, you saw a linebacker walk up into the line of scrimmage. They were going to do an inside blitz, and Sam Duncan went outside. Nobody was there as he got 14 yards and a first down for our Vikings after the 41.
I got to learn to make a diesel sound.
I can't.
I know. We got to practice that off there.
Johnson goes to the far side. Moore in motion to the far side. Again to the diesel right up the middle, and he'll get 2 yards up to the 43. Ball on the far hash mark. Inside 6 minutes now to go here in the third.
That time the McEachern defense waiting inside for Duncan to come and not able to pick up but about 2 yards on that carry.
Josh Clemens comes in. Now he goes to the far side. Mike Moore lines up tight end near side. Ed Moore, Mike Moore right off his hip. There's a snap, drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Oh, off the fingertips of Josh Clemens, who was open at the 50 briefly. And it'll be 3rd and 8.
Yeah, that was not a great pass by Cole. He just took the snap, stepped up, threw the thing over the top, had a little wobble to it, and off the fingers of Josh Clemens, who's normally very sure-handed.
Clemens now goes far side. Ed Moore tight end near side. We've got Duncan in the back at fullback. Popeye Stanley at wing back. There's a snap. There comes a safety blitz, and he gets away from a high Cole Parker. Did it? I don't know. And they'll run him out of bounds.
He's going to be about a yard short of the first down.
It's going to be fourth.
Oh, it's close.
They're marking him at the 50. Now they.
Yeah, at the 50 is going to be short by a yard.
But they brought a safety blitz. They had it. Three guys had him in the backfield. How he got away from those Indians on those Mustangs, I don't know, but he did. And saved us from a huge, huge loss. It'll be fourth and about a yard.
And I think you're going to see the punt team. Yep. Our defense has played very well here tonight. You don't want to give that up and give them a short field. And as we said earlier, Jed Solomon really has been the difference being able to turn the field here for our Vikings.
Davis goes back for the Indians.
They had too many people on the field and nobody called it.
And Davis makes the catch at the 18.
Their number four was running off field. He ran back on field and then ran off again, and there was still no call when the ball was snapped. He was not off the field. a 32-yard punt by Jed Solomon. The ball inside the 20 at the 19.
5:03 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 16-10. Purnell brings the Indians back out on the field. Fletcher wide out to our side. Wilder right behind Purnell. They send a receiver to the far side, showing two tight ends now. They give it to Wilder.
Keeper,
no, keeps
keeper.
It, throws out in the flats. The catch made by number 9, the big tight end. Well, that's Roy Anderson. Little pitch and catch. 6-yard pass play.
Got a little misdirection. You thought, just as you did, they were going with the back to the right. The quarterback rolls out left and dumps it off.
Second and 4. Purnell still in at quarterback. Two tight ends. Splits his receivers. Gives it to Wilder around the right side, and he'll pick up from the 25 out to about the 27. They're going to mark him at the 28.
Yeah, he's going to be a yard short.
About 3rd and 1 from there.
McEachern going no huddle.
Split the receivers. Wilder in the backfield behind Purnell in the shotgun. Now he goes under center. We're in a 5-man front. Hard count. Goes forward, and he spins, and he gets a drive. A good solid surge by his offensive line up across the 30 to the 31, and they pick up a first down. And that's only their 3rd or 4th first down on the night.
No, that's their 6th first down.
6?
Yeah, they had 5 in the first half. They got 3 of those in that last drive.
1st and 10 out to the 31-yard line. 4 minutes to go here in the third. Vikings lead 16-10.
Again, no huddle.
Takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws downfield, lobs it up in the air. Durden turns around at the last minute, and a great job by Durden as he went up and knocked the ball away from Edetow.
Yeah, Durden had great coverage on him, and just at the last minute, as you said, turned his head around, made the jump, knocked the ball away.
2nd and 10. Again, splits the receivers.
We're staying with the tight same
end. The two tight end set. Anderson to our side of the field. Still in the pistol. Purnell looks crawled over the defense. In the shotgun. Takes a snap. Gives it to Wilder on the counter. Gets hit at the 30. And Bill, he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd and 10 from there. Getting up off the bottom of the pile is number 54.
Along with Tim St. Fort.
And that is Nasty Flu, A.J. Flukas.
He and Tim St. Fort hit him right there as he got the handoff. That'll bring up 3rd down and long.
3rd and 10. Again, splits his receivers. Ball on the near hash mark. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Barks out signal. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looks. Pumps. Nothing there. Starts to scramble. Throws out in the flats. Catch made. They've got the first down. The catch was made by number 12, Phil Tucker. He got away from one man. Spun. Stretch that body out to get the first down.
Watch. They are still going no huddle. They have continued to move this ball. They're going with the same quarterback. We're not seeing that quarterback alternation right here.
40 out to the 42. 1st and 10 from the 42. 3:06 to go here in the third. Again, splits his receivers. Tied into our side. That's Anderson. Takes the snap.
Keeper.
Keeps it. Looks. Goes across the middle. Catch made by 19, and he bounces off one man, too.
He's gone.
He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Tucker. Touchdown, Editoire.
And just like that no huddle, they were able to just rattle off plays, Wes. And it's a tie ball game, 16-16, and they'll line up for the extra point.
Yeah, and they got him for an unsportsmanlike conduct here, guys. They threw the flag for a little celebration in the end zone. McEachern just getting a little too excited down there. And, of course, it's hard. Big play like that, it's hard not to, but they got him for a 15-yarder here.
And that will be assessed on the kickoff.
7 plays, 82 yards.
The official talking to the Lounge players right now.
Yep, the unsportsmanlike will be assessed on the kickoff. Tie ball game, 16-16. McEachern here attempts the extra point to go on top.
St. Germain is the official. Has his back. I haven't seen this before.
Well, the umpire is still standing over the ball. They have not put it in play yet.
Yeah, Bill, the official's over explaining the call. I think the coach Hockman, he's still
Okay.
He's over talking to him on the home side, and I think he's explaining the 15-yard penalty.
All right, now he's ready.
Germain, we're waiting on the snap. There it is, kicks up. And it's 17-16 with 2:47 to go in the third. We'll be right back after this. St. Germain to kick off on the 25. Back deep in the hole is Troy Braswell. We trail 17-16 with 2:47 to go in the third. There's the referee's whistle. High, high kick. Braswell takes it at the 10, comes near side to 15, the 20. With 25, go cuts back, across the 25, still on his feet, spins as he crosses the 30, and they'll pull him down, Bill, at the 33-yard line.
Good return that time by Troy, and good blocking by the rest of the Vikings. Nobody got the penalty, a 23-yard return by Troy Braswell.
Vikings take over at the 32-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Here come the Sons of Thunder. Cole Parker sets up to Troy Braswell. Mike Morton wing back our side. Duncan at fullback. Johnson lines up a wide receiver on the far side, and they put a man on him. Four-man front. Now they're showing blitz. We put a man in motion. Take the snap. Give it to Duncan across the left side. He runs right into the Indians, and, Bill, he won't get but a yard.
Yep.
Second and 9. Hunter comes in.
Here come your Sons of Thunder up to the ball.
Scarborough snaps the ball back to Parker. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flat, got, Tyler Hunter open at the 50.
Did he make the catch?
Yes, he did at the 49.
What a diving catch by Tyler Hunter.
14-yard pass play.
Just a little flare out there, and Tyler Hunter had to dive for the ball. And as we said, we didn't know if he caught it or not.
Ball on the VAR hash mark. Clemens in at tight end. Indians shift to the near side of the field. Now to the far side. Braswell in motion. Pitch out to Braswell around the right side. Gets a good block. Gets around the corner. The 50, the 45. And they're going to run him out of bounds as he steps out of bounds at the 44-yard line. He'll be second and 3 from there.
The defense of McEachern's getting great penetration on that sweep. This time, Kenneth Durden was the lead blocker on the outside. And he was able to open, I'm sorry, not Kenneth Durden, but number one, Mike Moore. Mike Moore was able to open up and give him just a little small seam to get through.
Durden checks in along with Tyler Hunter. Ball on the near hash mark. We're inside a minute 30 to go here. Or we're at a minute 30 to go here in the third, trailing 17-16. They're showing blitz right up the middle. Got a man in motion. Fakes it, rolls left, looking, stops, throws out in the flat, where he's got Braswell at the 34-yard line. First down.
This is about an
8-yard pass play.
This is where we're seeing the maturity of this senior quarterback, Cole Parker. He had Duncan sweeping out to the wide side, but he saw the corner coming up on that. Then he saw Troy open up across the middle, made the right choice, good throw, took a little bit off of it so it wasn't coming as hard to Troy, and he was able to make a great catch.
First and 10 at the McEachern 34-yard line. Tyler Hunter goes far side. Mike Moore wing back near side. Braswell far side. tied into our side. Mike Moore in motion. Get a counter to Braswell behind the blocking, and he runs right into a couple of our offensive linemen, and he only really gets a yard down to the 33.
Yeah, the hole closed up on him. He tried to find that hole just over the right between the right guard and right tackle, and the hole pinched down on him, and he didn't have anything. Tried to step outside.
Inside a minute to go here in the third. It'll be second and 9 from the 33-yard line. Josh Clemens brings the play in. The ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Clemens goes back to the Viking side of the field. We put Moore at wing back on that side. Nope, they switch. Braswell lines up wing back that side. Moore comes near side. Ed Moore tied in on our side. They're again showing corner blitz. Drop back. Parker drops back. Oh, hits Clemens at the 35. That's a 25 down to the 20. A 12, 13-yard pass play all the way down to the 20-yard line. Will it be first and 10 from there?
Almost a comeback screen a little bit. Josh Clemens did a phenomenal job coming back to help his quarterback out. Vikings on a 6-play drive so far. 47 yards they've rattled off here, and they're at the 20. The clock's running 16 seconds here in the third quarter.
Hunter comes near side. Braswell at wing back far side. We put the tight end on the Viking side of the field. Parker takes the snap, has Moore in motion, gives it to Duncan right up the middle. He trips as he goes into the line of scrimmage. He'll get down to the 18, and that's the end of the third period. Vikings trail 17-16. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Cantrell Stadium, we go to the fourth quarter. West James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers. Vikings trail 17-16. Coach Kyle Hockman of McEachern has got what he wanted, Bill. He wanted it close when he got to the fourth quarter, and he's got a 1-point lead. It'll be second and 8. The Vikings now going from right to left on your radio dial. Ball in the near hash mark. Braswell lines up just behind Tyler Hutter. Clemens to the far side as a tight end.
Timeout. Take 60. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
Back here at McEachern. And Parker takes the snap, rolls right, tries to pitch it out to Sam Duncan. Oh, it drops the ball at the 20-yard line, but we've got a handkerchief on the turf right here, back, Bill, at the 24.
I don't know if one of our offensive linemen was holding somebody to keep them off of Cole. They are talking to the McEachern team, so
they're going to take the hold at the 24, back it up to the 34. Not a good way to start the fourth quarter. And it is holding. We'll back it up to the 34. We've got to get to the 10, so it's second and 24. Scarborough brings those young sons of thunder to the line of scrimmage. Ed Moore tight end our side. Braswell right down here in front of us. Parker goes under center. They're in the five-man front. Pitches out to Braswell around the right side.
Corner.
Oh, got big block and tries to cut back inside. Still on his feet. Fighting Bill as he fights down to the 20-yard line. Gets back to the original scrimmage. Line of scrimmage where it'll be third and, they say at the 21, so it's going to be third and 11.
That was one of Troy's best runs. He kind of got the outside corner.
And his 14-yard run makes it third and 11. Gets us back, Bill, possibly in the field goal range. Ball on the far hash mark. See what the gunslinger's got up his sleeve right here as he brings Clemens, sends Kenneth Durden to the far side. Nope, now he brings him to the press box side as a wide out in man coverage. Waits for him to get set. Goes under center. Puts Moore in motion. Takes a snap. Gives it to Duncan across the middle, and Duncan gets hit as he crosses the 20 right in the center middle of the field. Lines us up perfectly for a field goal at the 19-yard line, and here comes Jed Solomon, old hang time. Bill, he's going to set it down at the 26, make this a 36-yard attempt straight on.
Vikings trail in this game 17-16.
Here's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up and No good. No good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in McEachern, he sends two receivers far side, near side. Purnell stays in the game at quarterback. Takes the snap. Gives it to Wilder right up the middle. He crosses the 20. He'll get 3, 4, 5 yards all the way out to the 25. It'll be 2nd and 5 from there. It is 10 minutes to go here in the ball game, and we trail by 1.
The Vikings' last drive, that was 9 plays for 64 yards. Unfortunately, missed the field goal to end it.
Two receivers come near side, one far side. They switch the tight end, the big tight end, to the near side. Parnell in the pistol, takes a snap. Again, gives it to Wilder, and he crosses the 25 to the 26. Nope, they keep him at the 25. It'll be 3rd and 5 from there.
Yeah, nothing doing that time. He didn't have anything anywhere to go. Our defense was able to close the hole up quickly.
Both teams with 2 timeouts left. Purnell again brings twin receivers near side, one far side. Anderson tied into our side. Now he puts Wilder just to his left. We're in a 5-man front. Takes the snap. Drops, throws across the middle. Catch made by 19. He's the guy who scored the touchdown. Still on his feet. He spins and he's down to our 45-yard line. Bill, that guy has been a thorn. That is number 19, Etatois, and he has played some football here in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, he really has. And our defenders are able to get their hands on him. They just can't tackle him. A 30-yard catch. And it'll be first down on the Viking side of the field now for the McEachern Indians.
Purnell still at quarterback. Drops back. Looking. We get our hands on him, and he goes down. He'll lose 2 yards on the play. But, Bill, you look at number 9. Anderson was wide open as he ran a little skinny post down the field.
Yeah, but that time, everywhere he was looking, we had coverage. And that you can give that sack a little bit to the defensive backs because he could not find the guy he was looking for. You're right. Number 9, Anderson, was running free, but he didn't see him.
2nd and 12. Purnell. Takes the snap, waiting on the snap, using every second he can. Takes the snap. Gives it to Wilder around the left side, looking for a hole, still on his feet. He spins, and he gets down to the 40-yard line. He'll pick up 7 yards on the carry, be 3rd and 5 from the 40.
They seem to have stuck with Purnell here. We've not seen Thompson come in this second half.
Twin receivers near side, one far side. Again, takes the snap, gives it to Wilder, looking for a hole. We hit him, and he'll get down to the 48, to the 38-yard line. It'll be 4th and about 3 from there.
Decision time now for McEachern.
They're 7:25 to go here in the ball game, leading by 1.
McEachern, this drive has gone 7 plays now for 42 yards.
4th and 4. And they're going to go for it. Ball on the near hash mark. They send a receiver far side. Durden's out there on him. 2 receivers near side. Everybody on their feet. Man in motion. That's Davis to the far side. He's in the slot. Hunter out there on him. Backs off about 10 yards. Purnell barking out signal. And there's a flag delay of game. And now they'll punt the ball.
Trying to see if we would jump. Now, you see their coach really pointing over at our band, too. As you hear the Georgia Bridgemen in the background. But as you said, that'll back them up 5, force them into a punt situation.
Back ball back to our 44-yard line. Braswell standing about the 10. Smith at the 41. We've got 7 guys going after that ball. Now they've got another man on the field. 2 men on the field. They run one off.
Watch the fake.
Ball bounces on the ground. He tries to run with it. Now he gets it away. High kick. Get away from it, fellas. hits at the 20 and goes out at the 20-yard line.
Good job by their punter to be able to just get it off. A 24-yard punt almost blocked by Kerry Stanley. 6:37, folks, left in this ballgame. Our Vikings trail by one, 17-16. This game has been everything it was billed to be right so far, Wes.
It has been. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Parker. Tight end to our side. Goes under center. Braswell. Give the ball to Duncan. Right up the middle over the right side. Fights his way out to the 24-yard line. 4-yard carry. It'll be second and six from there. Tyler Hunter brings the play in. Ball almost in the middle of the field. Let's go, you mighty, mighty Vikings. Tight end to our side. Hunter lines up his wide receiver to the far side. The gunslinger puts Braswell in motion. Pitches out to Braswell around the right side. Trying to find a hole. Gets to the corner. No, and they pull him out of bounds at the 24-yard line. Bill, he'll pick up 1 yard. They have strung that play out most all night. We haven't been able to cut back against it.
Yeah, Troy, you saw him take a little stutter step. He wanted to come inside, and it just shut down on him.
Third and six. 5:45 to go. We cannot afford to give the ball up here. On the far hash mark. Clemens brings the play in.
Third and six now for the Vikings.
Clemens comes near side. Tight end to the far side. Braswell at wing back on our side. Pop by far side. They're in a four-man front. Showing blitz off the corner. There it comes. Throws the ball out in the flat to Braswell. Nothing there. And now we're going to have pass interference. Oh, and is Coach Hockman hot about that?
He impeded his progress. There is no doubt. He threw his body into Troy Braswell and did not allow him to make his turn and go to the ball. He didn't use his hands, but he did use the body to make the block, and that is a pass interference. It is borderline, but nonetheless pass interference.
You're right, Bill, and I think McEachern's saying the ball wasn't catchable, but it wasn't catchable because they held Troy from getting out there. They, like you said, impeded him from running his route.
Yep.
All righty, that'll move the ball out to the our 39-yard line. Set it down on the far hash mark.
First,
inside, we're 5:12 to go here in this ball game.
And first and 10 again for the Vikings.
Moore, wing back, far side. Braswell, wing back, near side. Parker, looking at a five-man front, takes the snap. Gives it to Braswell, looking for a hole. He's still on his feet as he crosses the 45. He gets almost to... They're going to mark him down, Bill,
at
the 50, and that'll be an 11-yard carry and a first down for Troy Braswell, the mailman.
Now, what we did with that one, we made it look like the toss sweep, except we gave him that handoff and let him cut back up in the inside, and that's where he's finding the hole. He's trying to do that on the sweeps, but they're just the lateral movement of this defense has been great for
Bill,
the Indians.
The clock didn't run on that play. Parker, ball on the far hash mark. They're in a three-man front. Now walk the corners up on the outside. Give it to Duncan up the middle. Spins, hits one man, two. And he'll pick up 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 yards.
That'll be the fifth play on this drive. Now 34 yards for the Vikings. Helped a little by that 15-yard pass interference penalty.
Foster Harvey in on the offensive line as Michael Van Buren had to go out. Second and a long, long six at the 47-yard line of McEachern. And that 4:25 to go here in the ballgame. Parker methodically moving the Vikings down the field. Gets it to Duncan around the right side. He's across the 35. All the way down, Bill, to the 33-yard line. A 10-yard carry by Sam Duncan to Diesel gets us down to the 33.
4:14 now left in the ballgame. A 15-yard run. 15-yard run. That'll bring up another first down for the Vikings. They're at the 33-yard line.
Parker goes to the sidelines. He gets the play himself. Sets Braswell at wing back on our side. Mike Moore far side. Duncan at fullback. We've gone tight end to the far side of the field. Again, three-man set. They give it to Braswell. Looking. Jukes one man, two as he crosses the 30. Bill still on his feet as he fights his way down to the 26-yard line.
We ran that heavy side right where we stacked the two tackles and moved them to the right or the left side. That was a heavy right.
Ball down to the 20.
Seven plays so far, 54 yards on this drive.
26-yard line. Second and a long three from there. Heavy right again. Takes a snap.
Duncan.
Gives it to Duncan. Duncan's got a hole. He's across the 10. I'm sorry, he's across the 20 down to the 15. They haul him down at the 10, Bill.
They could still get a first down because the ball will be marked just outside the 10. A 16-yard run by the Diesel, Sam Duncan.
Now the ball in the middle of the field.
Parker again gets the play. He runs it in.
Got Josh Clemens on our side. Ed Moore on the far side. Braswell lines up in the backfield with Duncan. We're heavy right. Parker takes the snap. Gives it to Braswell. Tries to cut back inside. Still on his feet. Fights his way down. Bill to the 5-yard line.
That heavy side, that stack to the right and to the left, either one is given a different look to the McEachern that they haven't seen. 75 yards so far on the drive, but it won't really count unless we can get these last five.
We're inside 3 minutes to go here in the ball game, trailing by one. We've got the ball second and four at the 5-yard line. Cole Parker, the senior, the gunslinger, has methodically taken and driven our team 75 yards down the field.
Snap it, snap it.
Again, heavy right. Gives the ball up the middle. Touchdown, the Diesel, Sam Duncan.
I see you, Sam Duncan. And the Vikings go back up on top. 2:13 left in the ball game, but that is an eternity with this offense of McEachern. Do the Vikings go for two?
No.
They're going to think about it.
And while they do, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Cantrell Stadium, we are going for two. Leading 22-17. Parker takes the snap, ball's on the ground, picks it up, bad miscue, and we won't get it. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Contrell Stadium, we tried for two, had a miscue, a missed snap, and did not make it, so we lead by five, 22-17, 2:13 to go in this ball game. Hang time with the ball on the far hash mark. He'll be kicking toward that north end zone. He's put every one of them in the end zone tonight. We need for him to do it again right here. Waiting on the referee's whistle. There it is. Solomon approaches the football. And Bill, that one will sail about 8 yards deep in the end zone.
And McEachern will take over first and 10 from the 20.
That was an 8-play.
80-yard drive.
80-yard drive.
Capped off by a 5-yard run by Sam Duncan.
Sam the Diesel Duncan. All right, defense. One more time, fellas. Step up right here. One more time. Let's stop them right here.
Somebody get on 19 out there.
All righty. They send two receivers far side, one near side. Purnell blitzes back. The ball snapped on the ground. They pick it up. Nowhere to go. We hit him in the backfield. Nobody was watching. And, Bill, they'll give it progress down to the 10-yard line. They'll lose 10 yards on that play.
Yeah, you saw Purnell. We did here. As he turned around, he was looking to check his receivers. The center snapped the ball.
Second and 20 at the 10. We're at a minute 52 to go. Run, clock, run. Come on. Two receivers far side. One near side, tight end to their far side. One back in the backfield. Parnell back, barking off signals. Takes a snap, fakes it, gives it to Wilder up the middle. He's got a hole. We pull him down, Bill. And at the 20-yard line, he gets 10 yards back. It'll be third and 10 from the 20.
Yeah, we had him after about a five-yard gain, but as we've said, Wilder is so wiggly, he can just make that turn.
A minute 21 to go. Two receivers far side again, one near side, tied into their side. Parnell looks over the defense, takes the snap, drops back. Looking, chucks it way downfield. And the catch is made by Davis at the 35-yard line.
And that was Mikeyon Pagen in coverage. And Mikeyon was on his hip.
The clock is running, but now they stop the clock.
A 47-yard pass.
All the way down to the 30-yard line.
Just as it looked like the Vikings were ready to put a nail in this thing, McEachran breathed new life.
First and 10 at our 32-yard line. 54 seconds to go in the ball game. They're going to put time back on the clock.
I don't know about putting time on the clock. They're not running it when they start the when they wind it. I don't know. Let's see.
Ball all the way down to our 32.
Under a minute, 54 seconds.
Don't let Etatois catch the ball, fellas. There's a snap. Drops back. Looks those out in the flats to Davis. He tricks one man, two still on his feet. He's down to the 25, Bill.
And now they call a timeout. Let's take a quick 30. We'll be right back after this.
Second and four, the ball at the 25-yard line. 43 seconds to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead 22-17. Splits his receiver. Moves the tight end to the far side. Takes it. Rolls left. Looking for somebody. There we come. Chunks it down. Fell in the air. Knocked it out of bounds. Good play by Popeye Stanley.
Tim St. Fort got with great pressure on the quarterback. He had to just throw it up and over, and it was to nowhere. 37.1 seconds left in the ball game. As Wes said, our Vikings lead 22-17.
Third and three.
We got an official timeout. And what are we doing? They may have to keep the clock on the field, and boy, that would be...
Bill, if you do, use your stopwatch. Set us at 37 seconds.
I can't run this one backwards. I'll just go 237. It looks like they will keep the clock on the field. They need to clear the clock if they can, if they're going to keep it on the field.
Third and three. The ball on the near hash mark at the 25-yard line. 22-17, Vikings lead. Officials explaining what they're going to do.
Here we are, folks. 37 seconds left in this ball game here from Powder Springs, Georgia at McEachran High School. Your Vikings lead 22-17, but McEachran has the ball. It's third and three, and they are on our 25-yard line. And the clock, not operating correctly, is going to be kept on the field.
And Bill's going to keep, he's got a stopwatch, so he's going to keep it right there with us as best he can. Officials going over their procedure, how they're going to keep it on the field. They brought the clock operator down out of the press box. They're setting him on the sidelines. Ball at the 25-yard line.
Now, I've forgotten where we are. We were coming out of a timeout or an incomplete pass, so the ball will not start until the ball is snapped. It was an incomplete pass.
Parnell sends two receivers far side, one near side. Puts Wilder to his right side. We're in a four-man front. Put a man in motion. There's a snap. Keeps it. Looks for a hole. We hit him. He's down to the 20. He has the first down at the 20-yard line.
Clock still running. Now it stops. We've knocked off 9 seconds.
First and 10 at the 20-yard line.
And that was a timeout by... Why did we stop the clock? It had to have been a timeout.
Well, it set the chains.
Oh, it was first down. You're right. I'm sorry. All right.
Before that play, they told us there was 40 seconds, Coach. Before that play, 40 seconds.
Thank you. Clock's
running.
There's
the snap. Rolls left. Looking. Rolls back right. Starts to chuck. Tucks the ball. Looking to run. We come up. Run him out of bounds. Bell at the 12-yard line.
We got about 19 seconds left. I might have been a little quick on the clock.
Now we ran him out at the 12-yard line, and that will be second.
That's short
about
for the
two.
First down. That's short for the first down. It should be about third and two, I believe, here, guys.
Yep. Good call, Marty. Third and two, or second and two.
Second and two, but he ran out of bounds.
15, I've got. Yeah, that would be about right. I was a little quick.
All righty, Mighty Vikings, swing those battle axes. Two receivers far side, one near side. He's got a back on either side of him. We're in a five-man front. There's a snap. Drops straight back. Look, lobs it toward the end zone, and we knock it away. Popeye Stanley knocked it away.
We may have, gosh, it looks like West maybe inside of 10 seconds.
Third down.
If there were 40.
They're holding up two hands.
Yeah, there's at least 9 seconds.
Marty can see it from there.
What do we got, Marty? 9?
Two receivers far side, one
six
near side.
Six seconds.
In the shotgun.
This could be the last play.
Drops it. Gives it to Wilder over the left side. Got a hole. We spin and knock him down. Hey, inside the 10. They've got a first down. They'll stop the clock as they get to the 9-yard line.
Now, what's the time? Who's got time? I got to say, that took more than 6 seconds. First and goal. They got one play left. I thought that would be it.
They're at the 9-yard line. Marty, get the signal for us when it's...
And a timeout. Let's go ahead and take 60. We'll be right back.
All righty, folks. We're not sure of the time. Somebody said 1. Somebody said 11. Two receivers far side. One near side. Wilder to the right of Purnell, the quarterback. We're in a four-man front. There's a snap. Drops back looking to the end zone off his fingertips. Incomplete. Be second and goal.
But wait a minute. What is the time?
Official signal, second down.
Guys, our coaches are not only worried about the play clock, but they're worried about the play clock. There's a lot of time in between plays, and they've been yelling this for the last 4 or 5 plays.
How much time is left, Marty? Can you find out?
We don't know. They're not telling us.
Two receivers far side, two near side. He moves Wilder just to his left. Takes a snap, drops back, looks to the end zone. Nobody there. Starts to run. Gets one man, two. Did he make touchdown? They say he got in on the corner.
There's the flag for celebration. Folks, we really can't tell you. We don't know what the time is. No one would tell us anywhere what the time would be. It's a controversial call in the first place. He did dive to the end, to the corner, but from our vantage point, it's hard to see if he actually got in. It's a called touchdown.
Waiting for the official down.
He has called the unsportsmanlike. We still don't know time. We thought we had 1 second. We thought we had 6. Then somebody said 11. It's 23-22 after the called touchdown.
Folks, there are some broken-hearted Vikings at this place tonight.
and still nobody. Some fans are throwing their seats out onto the field. Three seconds now.
McCatron coming to the sidelines. We had them. Second and 10, back on their 10, and they broke our hearts with a long, long pass play to Editoire.
They're going to go for two. Delay a game now.
Back it up 5 yards. I want to remind everybody the Lounge Eye Coaches Show at Loco's Grill and Pub Tuesday night at 6:45. Coach Mack and I will be there to talk about this ball game and the upcoming ball game with Leon.
6:45 at Loco's Grill and Pub Tuesday night.
You listen to it live. If you can't be there, you can listen to it live on 99.5 Kicks Country or via the World Wide Web at www.thevikingvoice.com. Now they'll go for two. There's a snap. Looks back. We hit him in the end zone. Nope, nothing there.
Hit him at the 10. He's down, so no good. It's 23-22, and if we're told correctly, we have 3 seconds left. And you wonder, is McEachern hit a... let's take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back.
In Vikings trail, 23-22. Who knows how much time's on the clock?
We've been told 3 seconds. A lot of controversy in this, but it always is when you have a game like this. Two equally matched teams, and the controversy just tends to fly. I mean, it one way or another.
It's a shame, Bill, and I hate to say it from an official standpoint, but it's a shame that officiating plays such a big role into a game like this.
Yeah, it did. You wonder if they're going to squib kick this or throw it into the end zone and give us a chance at the 20. You have to think they'll squib it, put the ball in play, and run the 3 seconds off. Here comes the kick, waiting on the official's whistle. Boy, there's a long time between whistles. Wow.
Yep. Waiting on the referee. There he is. High, high kick. Nope. They're all sides. Back it up to the 20 now. Bill, you have to wonder, on the field goal attempt, why the long delay on the snap? Were they trying to get them to jump to move it 5 yards closer?
I don't know. I mean, because Jed's got that kind of distance. It's just that the snap skipped across the ground coming to the holder, and Avery Alderman had to pick it up off the ground to get it held, and I'm sure threw off Jed's timing.
And then the miscue when we went for two. Now you can say what if all night. If a bullfrog had hit pockets, he could carry 45 and wouldn't be afraid of gators.
All right, let's try it again from 5 yards back. This time they'll get a return attempt. It will run out the 3 seconds, most likely. We can hope for a Nashville miracle.
And Popeye takes it at the 24. He's across the 25 to 30. Goes right, looking for a block. Nothing there. Comes back this way. He has nowhere to go. Throws the ball to Bradwell. The throw to Bradwell. And they pull him down at the 25, and that's the ball game.
And this, folks, is what cannot happen in high school football when the sidelines rush the field. This is not what high school football is about. The student section rushing the field, what it says is that no one should be on the playing field before or after a game. This is not good. Let's take a 3 minute break. We'll come back. Vikings fall 23-22. God dang it. And that just really torched me.
Back air in Cantrell Stadium in McEachern, Georgia. Our Vikings lose 23-22.
And I believe some folks from Graceland ought to come here to check classless out. Sorry. When your student section rushes the field, I know emotion is one thing, but when your student section rushes the field while the players are still on the field, and now all of their fans have gone over to taunt our band, and now the deputy sheriffs from Lowndes County have stepped out. This is not an incident. Please don't just, blow this out of proportion. But it just, I know it's an emotional game, and I'm emotional. I hate the fact that the Vikings lost this game. And if we had won, I hope that we would have gone to our sidelines as quickly and just as we've done here. But nonetheless, that's what we're dealing with here.
Well, hats off to the Lowndes High Board of Education, the Lowndes High administration at the high school, Dr. Steve Smith. They don't allow this stuff to happen at Martin Stadium.
You don't rush the field. You get to celebrate from the stands, but you don't rush the field that way.
Anyway, a great, great victory by the McEachern Indians. They came back whenever we thought we had the game in hand. We scored with 2 minutes and, 2 minutes and 13 seconds to go. In fact, we had them second and 20 on the 10 when they burned us for a 40-yard pass play and then got downfield. And then the controversy started with the clock.
Yeah, the clock was a big issue. No one knew how much time was on the clock. Whether it was 10 seconds, 11 seconds, or one, it won't change the outcome of this situation. I really thought we had less time left. I thought that one incomplete pass was it. I thought that had finished out the game, but unfortunately it did not. And then the touchdown, albeit called by the officials, from our vantage point was a tough one to call. He dove to the corner. He did hit the pylon, and as it always said, the pylon is the end zone, and therefore it is a score. But it was awfully, awfully close to say whether he was down first or whether the ball hit the pylon. You said it. I hate for a game like this to come down to officiating.
And it surely did. We're going to take a two-minute break and come back. Bill's got stats, and maybe Marty has had a chance to get over to talk to Coach Mack. Back in Powder Springs, Georgia, Vikings dropped to 2-1 on the year. McEachern goes to 1-1. And Bill, if McEachern's going to win a ball game like this, I guess tonight's the night to do it when they retire Rajon Bennett's jersey. And after losing a controversial game against Peachtree Ridge, they come back and win a controversial game on their home field. I don't see Marty down there on the sidelines anywhere, but
there he is. I see him on his way up here now.
On his way up here. Okay, give us some stats, Bill.
All right, final stats brought to you by Southeastern Federal Credit Union and compiled by Coach Dice and his group from Lowndes Middle School and from Pine Grove Middle School. Final score tonight, 22-23, our Vikings fall in a heartbreaker here at McEachern High School. First downs, we led 13 first downs to 11 for McEachern. Rushing, McEachern was 34 carries, 109 yards, while the Vikings had 43 carries for 223 yards. Passing tonight, they were 11 of 24 for 236 yards. We were 5 of 8 for 71 yards. They had one touchdown, no interceptions. We had one touchdown and no interceptions. Total plays for McEachern, 58, while the Vikings had 51. Total offense, 345 yards of total offense for McEachern, while the Vikings racked up 294. McEachern fumbled the ball four times, but they never lost it. The Vikings fumbled three times, losing it once. Penalties tonight, 7 penalties for both teams, 65 yards against the McEachern Indians and 55 against the Vikings. Two of those were unsportsmanlike or excessive celebration penalties for McEachern. Punts tonight, McEachern 5 punts for an average of 23 yards, while the Vikings punted 5 times for 31.5 yards. Their leading rusher, number 22, and I put my roster away, I'm sorry, 6 carries for 66 yards and a touchdown. Their leading receiver was Davis, 4 catches for 66 yards. Our leading rusher, number 11, Duncan, 14 carries for 92 yards and a touchdown. Our leading receiver, number 25, Josh Clemens, 2 catches, 32 yards and a touchdown. That is your final stats. as the Vikings fall 22-23 to the McEachern Indians, brought to you by Southeastern Federal Credit Union and compiled by Coach Dice and his staff.
The Lounge Side Coaches Show live from Loco's Grill and Pub Tuesday night at 6:45. Coach Mack and I talk about this game and the upcoming game with Leon out of Tallahassee. You can listen to it on 99.5 Kick Century. If you can't be there, you need to be there, though, because you get a blue ticket, put your name in the pot, and if we draw your name,
you get a free meal.
Courtesy of Bill Osborne. He'll buy it for you.
That's right.
And waiting for Marty to
get... He's here.
Marty?
Go ahead.
Give us your thoughts, buddy.
Guys, that was a tough game. You hate to see a game come down like that. The only fortunate thing is it's regular season and it's not a region game. We learned from this. We've come on the road. We had a hard-fought game. You know, you hate to see a game end. Like, I heard y'all talking about the officials, and you just hate to see a game end that way. The coaches on the sidelines had no clue what the time was.
Yeah, nobody.
They weren't telling us. You just don't know. And I watched the clock after that long pass. The clock did run for about 6 to 8 seconds after the player was down. And, of course, on the first down in high school, the clock stopped. So you have to assume there was 6 or 7 more seconds than the 37 that was on the clock when they initially stopped it. But you just don't know. You hate to see it come to that. You hate to see a game end that way, controversial for everybody involved. And then the display after the game. You hate to see that too. I was very proud of our kids.
Yeah.
They left the field. The coaches were first telling them to shake hands, so they approached the field. When they saw all the hysteria, they get told them to leave, so they left. No altercations. Matter of fact, some of them got caught up in it
yeah.
and held their composure. I'm sure you won't see that on YouTube like you saw 2 years ago. our kids did a great job of holding their composure, leaving the field with a little bit of class. You know, you got to win with class, you got to lose with class,
yep.
and they did. And
well,
hopefully we can learn from it, take it back to the Vidosta and get better.
Well, I think this is the one thing that Coach McPherson wanted to accomplish. Yeah, we wanted to win, and he came up here with this team to win. However, if we came away with a loss, so be it. Then we go back, we learn, just like you say, and we get better. We get ourselves prepared and ready to go for the next opponent so that when we do this again, hopefully, in the playoffs and have to make this run up here to a stadium like this, and in a hostile territory, that we're prepared better than we have been in the past.
Absolutely. And, well, Bill, you and Marty have said it all. There's really nothing more to say. What if we'd have hit that field goal? What if we'd have?
And I love that. What if a frog?
What if a bullfrog had hip pockets? He could carry 45 and wouldn't be afraid of alligators and snakes.
You're right, Wes. Another thing just to add, guys, I mentioned it too. I mean, there's so much controversy towards that end. You just hate to see it. I think our team was focused more on the clock, and we kind of forgot to play defense there
yeah.
for a few plays, and that hurt us. And you know, but we learn from it. We move on. We still can win our region. We still can accomplish our goals, and hopefully we'll get better from this.
Absolutely.
All righty, fellas.
Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been produced by LaJuan Haynes. It's been engineered by LaJuan Haynes, produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge High Sports, for Marty Rogers, for Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lounge County.